This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
I want to play two sound bites from you from today and from the last testimony. First, this is the Senate Minority Leader being asked a question about whether they are going to move forward with an FBI replacement.
Senator Mark Warner, yes. He's the top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee. He wants the Democratic Party to refuse to vote on the nomination of a new FBI director until a special prosecutor is appointed. Do you support that move?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of Democrats who feel that way. We'll have to discuss it as a caucus, but I would support that move because who the FBI director is related to who the special prosecutor is.
And then this is acting FBI Director McCabe answering questions on Capitol Hill last week.
You have the resources you need for the Russia investigation. Is that correct?
Sir, we believe it's adequately resourced.
So there's not the actions about Jim Comey and his release has not curtailed the investigation from the FBI. It's still moving forward.
The investigation will move forward, absolutely.
No agents have been removed that are the ongoing career folks that are doing the investigation.
No, sir.
Is it your impression at this point that the FBI is unable to complete the investigation in a fair and expeditious way because of the removal of Jim Comey?
It is my opinion and belief that the FBI will continue to pursue this investigation vigorously and completely.
So your thoughts listening to those two sound bites and juxtaposition there?
Well, first, as to Senator Schumer's comments, you know, I did find myself agreeing with some of what he said in the last week. However, just assuming that the execution of Jim Comey's termination was completely botched from a communications perspective, it was, I thought, insulting to not just Jim Comey, but to the organization.
Take the rollout aside.
Right.
So now you have a president who's fired his FBI director.
That's right. I do think that Capitol Hill is Capitol Hill, and there is plenty of hypocrisy, and I think there's plenty of Democrats who are using the termination as a sledgehammer to beat the administration. And my hope is that somehow the Democrats can be satisfied with a nominee, with a candidate for this position, that they would get broad consensus into backing. You know, is that a John Cornyn? Is it a Mike Rogers who had an R behind their names? I have a doubt about that. My hope is not just a very broad and strong consensus, not 51 votes on the Hill, but 95 votes. Because I think the country needs to embrace this next FBI director as well.
It's Ron Hosko, the former FBI, you know, formerly involved with the FBI, and Ron giving his insight as to, you know, the situation here regarding the firing of James Comey and what we have to look forward to. But as you can tell from the comments made by Chuck Schumer, is that, boy, the Democrats are not going to give up any ground on this. They see this as an advantage, and that's what they've been doing ever since they lost the election. They said, okay, we're going to win, we're just going to go and win the little battles. Wherever we can, we're going to win some, we're going to lose some. Okay, we lost the Gorsuch deal. That's one of those weapons that came back that we created ourselves and, you know, bit us in the back end. But going forward, we're going to resist, we're going to resist, and we're going to resist. And you know the Democrats are not going to, you know, come alongside and agree to anybody taking over that FBI post that is, boy, I'll tell you, is about as apolitical as they can be or be somebody that they can control. But they're, you know, just as Ron Hoska said, they're not going to, you know, consider anyone with an R before their name or after their name because it has become this politicized. It is one hot potato, to say the least. You know, and here are the same people. I know you say, well, they wanted to fire him before and now they got what they wanted and they're still not happy. Well, that's just the way politics works in D.C., you know, welcome to reality TV politics wise. brought to you by all these high-paying senators and congressmen. Thank you very much. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. Welcome back, America. Ron Huska, let me make sure I gave it to you straight. He's former FBI assistant director. He also countered in an interview with Fox that, you know, that the FBI is not at war. Trump and the FBI are not at war here. That, you know, it's not quite as bad as some would suspect and suggest here. But that is the narrative, and that's what we talked about, you know, that is going on, is that when you have this kind of discussion and you open the door to all these opinions, you're going to get fake news mixed in just for fun, because that's the way we roll these days. And, you know, as we said last week, you got to make sure that you have your filters up and on guard. Otherwise, you're going to be buying into some stuff that just is flat out, you know, flat out lying. Here to help straighten us out and give it to us straight, because that's the way he rolls, Horace Cooper, a national recognized legal commentator and adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of Project 21 National Advisory Board. Horace, how are we doing?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for having the program.
Well, good to have you back, always, to get your perspective, because we need your reason here. We were just talking about Ron Hooster, who was on Fox over the weekend, and, you know, as the former FBI assistant director, you know, talking about, you know, Trump and the FBI not at war with what's going on. I mean, I think that he had rather a sober assessment of what was going on, and I think that's where we find most of middle America. But on the fringes, we've got people, you know, going, you know, absolutely apoplectic, you know, whether it's the Democrats on one end or, you know, the ones that want to defend Trump no matter what. And reason is somewhere in the middle. I'm not sure it's in any one of those extremes. What do you say?
Well, I would tell you that if you're an FBI agent and you have worked for the FBI for longer than about 3 or 4 years, you look at this decision and you compare it with what was happening during the Hillary Clinton investigation, and you will draw very different conclusions. On the one hand, even if an FBI agent liked and personally endorsed FBI Director Comey, he knows or she knows there isn't some particular effort to undermine any FBI investigations. On the other hand, if you were paying attention at all as an FBI agent, you saw a series of irregularities that you could only attribute to political interference with the FBI. Mm-hmm. I'll just give a couple. One, no grand jury was ever called. Mm-hmm. How can you have a criminal investigation without having a means of keeping evidence recorded that could be legally used later? How do you give an immunity deal to several of the so-called targets and then do nothing with the information? How do you allow people to be deposed by the FBI, not under oath, and not without any recording techniques that are available? All manner of irregularities were occurring during that investigation. If you're an FBI agent, this to you, this is not how we did the last 15 cases that we had worked on. But there is no evidence, no sign, no indication that some directive have been given to the FBI to treat any particular or any broadly any investigation different. The only thing that these FBI agents are seeing is that this administration takes seriously the rule that if Congress passes a law making something criminal, we are going to hold those who breach that law accountable. And that's what Attorney General Sessions recently did, and that's the kind of thing that the FBI embraces.
Well, Horace, we were talking about this morning. I mean, you know, what is surprising to us is you've got that big felony in the room. You know, Mike Flynn, they ran him over. They stampeded. They ran over his pumpkin head to go pursue the Russian boogeyman. And Trump keeps going, well, what about, you know, what about the unmasking deal? And this thing is getting convoluted, and now we're supposedly at a dinner where, you know, Trump asks if, if James Comey is going to be loyal to him. I, you know, is that even a potential, just a question, a naivete that untrained president who doesn't quite understand the inner workings, that's a question you don't ask, if that was even asked at all?
Question that someone who assumes that we're going to work under the regular order and that things are on the level would ask. If you know that it's not the regular order and you know that it's not on the level, then maybe, I guess, you wouldn't ask these questions. But in this case, and I'm glad you mentioned it, in this particular case, there is no possible way for the reports on General Flynn to have been made without someone breaching national security. You couldn't have read this on a blog. Mm-hmm. You couldn't have been at a coffee store having coffee with friends and overheard this. This only could have occurred because someone breached. Many of the investigations that the Obama administration did occurred of reporters and others who said, I actually saw this. It was either in the New York Times. This has been reported. This is publicly available information. Or some of them even were able to surmise. There was no way for that to have been the case here. And when those individuals under the Obama administration were investigated, I heard nothing from the progressives about the importance of allowing the space of reporters and others to operate. They said, hey, let's get it. Let's investigate. Let's depose. Let's put people under oath. Let's seize records. They did every single thing they could, even when dealing in cases where the information could have been obtained through neutral, lawful means. In this case, the silence, not just of the left, but even of the investigation process over something that only and obviously was stolen, was a breach of national security.
Exactly. Well, Horace, you know, the Democrats are, you know, they're jumping up and down about a special prosecutor. And here we've got all these investigations that are taking place at the congressional, at the Senate level. You know, and see, then you say, OK, so what, we're wasting the people's money? We're wasting, you know, senators and congressmen's time? That are they just incapable, you know, like the Benghazi hearings? Are they, do they just not have enough teeth in order to get down to the bottom of something as important as this?
Well, all of the prior special prosecutors and independent counsels that were named after a sufficient showing that some crime likely had occurred. When every source is acknowledging there is no evidence of a crime, it would be highly strange, unusual, and different to engage an independent counsel in this situation.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, but what we're hearing, of course, is, you know, the Democrats are their, you know, to their credit. I mean, they're seeking any kind of advantage they can, and they're keeping that that drumbeat up loud and before, you know, Main Street America. They're saying, look, at this is major problems. And it would seem that there is a crime, but the only crime was the one on Mike Flynn, but they want to ignore that conveniently. More from Horace Cooper on the other side of the break. Okay, let's come back right after the break with Horace Cooper.
I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Comey controversy continues, and here to help us out, Horace Cooper, national recognized legal commentator. Horace, I cut you off. I apologize. We had to go to break here real quick, but I want you to finish your statement here.
I was just suggesting that when it came time for the Hillary Clinton investigation, it was mishandled. Now, the statute of limitations hasn't run. if, in fact, Democrats were serious that once a threshold has been met, as minimal as they would like in the case of Donald Trump, that threshold has clearly been met in the case of Hillary Clinton, and yet there has been no call. And I ask, what if the president directed the attorney general to name an independent counsel to investigate Hillary, just to see if a neutral person looking at the evidence, no political influence, what they would do with that. Heads would explode. And
exactly.
This is part of why the Democrats have lived since Trump's election, you reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Trump won't accept the results of the election.
Exactly.
They don't accept the results of the election. And we could go on and on and on this.
Yeah, and this is all part of what's tainting people's perspective. You know, exactly to your point, Horace, whether it's, the Democrats wanting to invalidate and the anti-Trumpers wanting to invalidate his presidency, and you have Donald Trump who's overly sensitive about it instead of just going on, you're the president. You don't need to, revisit November. You know, we're looking forward. You're the president. Move forward on it. People are going to say what they're going to say. Do the best you can to unite the people. You're going to bring some people around. And the way they're going to come around is with success. You know, he started to gain some momentum last week. I mean, going into last week, here it is. We had the repeal of the health care. People were starting to look at the review of 100 days and go, gosh, you know, for 100 days, this guy's, for somebody who's a non-politician, maybe he's the guy to do what we needed to be done. We needed to have the tables turned upside down. But then he goes and gives himself a self-inflicted wound here over the handling of James Comey. And I still don't understand, Horace. Maybe you do better than I do, certainly, on this deal. But why he felt he needed to fire the FBI director so immediately?
Well, I'll tell you a couple things. When President Ronald Reagan was faced with the air traffic controller strike, he gave them an opportunity, and then when they failed to take the opportunity to come back to work, he announced that they were fired. We hadn't seen that since the FDR Truman years, a president stand up in this kind of a way. Mm-hmm. Well, here's what's interesting. Years later, documents that were declassified from the former Soviet Union said that incident showed to then Soviet leaders that they were dealing with a different kind of individual as president. This decision is also the kind of thing that says to international leaders that they're dealing with a different kind of leader. I predict that you're going to see some other very strong actions in the next 60 to 90 days, all of which will bolster the president's ability to say to international parties and to domestic individuals, here's the direction I plan to go, and there will be consequences if people choose not to. This is the kind of thing that firing is an example of. Was it something that his advisors would have encouraged? Was it something that the spectators around were saying, do it, do it, do it? In the Reagan case, his team was saying exactly the opposite. And so was Washington, was aghast when the decision occurred. This is a consequential decision, but I think it's just the first among many.
Well, yes, I mean, this president has, he lays a red line and he actually adheres to it, which is quite novel for what we've been going through previously. So, that's welcomed. But, you know, relevant to, you know, and I guess part of it, you know, you talk about timing, you know, and Trump's been attacked because of his tone and all these sort of things. They want to ignore the tone of a $20 trillion indebtedness. They want to ignore the tone of a military that has been reduced to, you know, less than World War II levels. They want to ignore this immigration issue that we continue to deal with, you know, because of the, you know, because of the tone. But, you know, and maybe that's what he's perceiving is he's, you know, tone schmoan. You know, we just got to get this country back on track. And along with tone is timing, I guess.
Well, absolutely. The situation with our country is fairly serious. Real direct decisions need to be made. Let's not forget that this decision might have been able to happen a lot sooner if the Democrats hadn't slow-walked the confirmation of his team. It was important. It wasn't that the team decided for him, made the recommendation on his behalf, but he could consult with his team about what it is that he wanted to be able to do. If this slow walk had not happened, and they had promised that they were going to give this administration its national security protection, homeland protection team on day one. That included Jeff Sessions. They did not do that. Hillary Clinton said on election week after losing that she would help this administration, and so did the former president, Mr. Obama. Now, Hillary Clinton announces that she's part of the resistance movement. Yes. They pilloried Republicans who said after Obama first won that they were not going to support his efforts. They said that was unfair, that was un-American, that threatened our constitutional system. And now many of the people that said these things are actually doing them. It is remarkable how many contortions that they're able to engage in. And I think Mr. Trump is at the center of causing all of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the other thing is in light, you bring up an excellent point here, Horace, in light of the this sentiment that continues to grow across our country, the divide we've become, you know, the un-United States, you know, through all this contention that's going on. People are angry. We got fights on airplanes. I mean, I mean, it's just craziness that's going on. We have become a rather hostile and uncivil society. And it's all this ramping up, you know, this resistance that's going on, this anti-Trump hatred. And, you know, the media and people in leadership, whether it's Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton and others, are not helping. They're not thinking of the higher interests of we the people. It's, you know, their feelings. It's their, you know, their lost Senate seat or House seat that they're, you know, sniveling about. And meanwhile, you know, we need help here.
Absolutely we do. And absolutely, if you look back, you will see that when the Tea Party movement came, it was made up of hundreds of thousands and even millions of Americans who had principles that they were concerned about. They did not destroy a single one of the places where they held their events. They did not show up at town hall meetings and shut the place down. They asked very legitimate questions, and they wrote to their congressman, and they continued by acting through their vote, and they were able to make transformative change. They didn't say if left-wing or progressive people were going to have public events, they were going to prevent them from being able to do those kinds of things. Right. They didn't try to ram anybody on the highway to run them off the road. In fact, the behavior that we are seeing now, if this had happened during the Obama administration, the world would be hearing from the media that the KKK was in charge to undermine Obama.
And in a sense, that's what they're doing, but it's the Trump narrative as opposed to the Obama narrative. Horace Cooper on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Horace.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. More than 2.7 million Americans have atrial fibrillation, or AFib, a common type of irregular heartbeat, with symptoms often described as butterflies in the chest. People with AFib have a 5 times higher risk of stroke than those without the condition. Dr. David Rose, a neurologist at the University of South Florida, is encouraging people with AFib to talk to their doctor.
Anticoagulants or blood thinners can help reduce the risk of stroke for people with AFib. That's why it's important to speak with a doctor who can help determine which blood thinner works best for you. Because blood thinners are associated with an increased risk of bleeding, your doctor can help you understand the risks and benefits of treatment. It's also important to ask your doctor about the availability of treatments that can reverse the blood thinning effect in the rare event of an emergency.
If you have atrial fibrillation, talk to your doctor today about your risk for stroke.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Thank God for that, huh? Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Boy, I'll tell you, there's so much to talk about here. And that, you know, it's like, besides Comey, we got the president going overseas, going to be meeting with the Pope and other international leaders, you know, after a rough week for this president and this administration. Also threats that he may be cleaning house, all this kind of craziness. And, of course, you know, we are living in the era of fake news because, you know, as you've heard me say time and again, and I probably will say it forever here, is that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and this is what we've got flying around here, is, you know, too much opinion, and we need to salt this up with the facts and the truth as best we know how. This is why we are committed to pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. And speaking of healthcare, you know, Medicaid has become a lightning rod for the ACA and the AHCA. We have Dr. Dennis Durrell with us. He's here to help break it down and what it means in terms of patients, the states, the federal government. And we're going to break down these myths and misunderstandings as best we can in a short period of time. So we're going to have to, you know, drill down very quickly. Dr. Dennis Durrell, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, it's important because, you know, Medicaid is thrown around out there and it's all, you know, when you start talking about healthcare, because it's so complex, and of course it has to be, because when you start looking at it, the way Obamacare was, and you know, all the 2,700 or 2,800 pages, just the law itself, we've got over I think 20, some said as high as many as 40,000 pages of regulations. I mean, it's enough to make your head bust, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I read the Affordable Care Act. I've tried to read basically as much of the rules that have come out as possible. Certainly, I've read the AHCA and the bill before. Now the Senate. So I try to keep up with it. And if I have trouble and I'm a physician for over 20 years and I am over 19,000 doctors across the U.S., if I have trouble with it, I can't imagine where patients are. And that's why I wrote this book. And that's why I'm out there really trying to get the facts straight so people understand it.
Well, we appreciate you doing that. I can tell you, admittedly, I tried to read it. I got to page 5 and my head exploded. I mean, there were so many point counterpoints. You know, Jonathan Gruber, you know, admitted, and of course that gave me some comfort, that they purposely, you know, wrote this in such a way that it was going to be laborious and confusing. That was their intent, and I would say mission accomplished.
It was tough to read. Yeah, yes, exactly. Absolutely. But I struggled through it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, good. Well, because you have and what you know, and as a physician and a national medical director of acute services for IPC Healthcare and Team Health, one of the largest suppliers of healthcare professional staff and integrated care providers in the country, maybe you can break it down for us and help us understand, you know, the conversation when Medicaid comes into play. And you want to, you know, bust these myths about Medicaid. So break it down for us.
Okay. Well, first of all, the Affordable Care Act was to give the 45 or 48 million uninsured access to insurance. That was a major part of the law. And as you know, or if you don't know, about 14 million of them got Medicaid. And so I really look at, and then if you look at the one, the people that got the private insurance, it was about 9 million got private, but 5 million already had insurance. So you really gave 4 million new private, and you gave 14 million new Medicaid. And so let's just call it what it was. It was an expansion of Medicaid. And why do I have a problem with that plan? Because I know, despite surveys that say that Medicaid patients get equal access supposedly to care, if you ask any doctor, particularly going to see a specialist after they're in the hospital, it's extremely hard for Medicaid patients to get access to specialists, and nobody wants to talk about that. And so I really feel like Medicaid patients got a ticket to the game, but they get to the game and there's no seat, you know, like the Super Bowl, like happened with Jerry Jones's Super Bowl. So I would like to call that out first. And secondly, let's just be clear. Now, because states didn't all expand Medicaid, as you know, 19 states did not, because of that, there is a gap of patients. There's 3 million patients today that, because of the way this law was written, because of the Supreme Court ruling and governors not expanding, those patients don't even get subsidies or Medicaid. I mean, they're the forgotten ones out there that nobody wants to talk about. And so when we talk about doing something and at least putting a bill by Congress that's now in the Senate, my feeling is it's to help those people today that really are the neediest among the neediest that are really left out.
Well, the government, this is where we get into trouble, is the government is trying to do something it's not supposed to do, and all under the guise of compassion. A dear friend put this very clearly to me, and it made a lot of sense. People are to extend compassion. And when people extend compassion, we take care of these, you know, a lot of these local issues like this, because we're in our community. I mean, I think back in, you know, before welfare came about in the 30s, it was the local churches. It was local communities taking care of those. They knew the people in the local community and they helped them. They gave them a leg up. But the government came in and did something it wasn't supposed to do, all in the name of compassion. Sounds good, gets you votes, but then we end up with this entitlement program that is cumbersome. It is not very effective, and you know, we start promoting the wrong behavior. And here again, we're opening ourselves up to this all in the name of compassion into another entitlement program. And, you know, Dr. Durrell, one of the first things you mentioned was the 40 to 45, and I remember the number was 30 million. But I can tell you, even to this day, I ask, of that 30 million or 45 million, you're saying, that was uninsured, how many of those actually did we cover for the trillions of dollars for the upheaval that we created? how many did we actually serve here? And as best you can tell, you're saying really about four, what are you saying, about 4 million new patients of that 40 to 45 million people that were uninsured, right?
Well, let me give you the totals today. If you look at every single person now that signed up for the Affordable Care Act or Medicaid, it's about 23 million when you add it all up. Okay, private, subsidized, and Medicaid. Mm-hmm. That still leaves today, best estimate, 29 million uninsured today. Mm-hmm. Today. And a lot of people are talking about the fact that in 10 years, there's going to be 24 million less with this bill. Everyone's concerned about it. But if we did nothing, forget about that bill. Mm-hmm. When we get to 2026, you're still going to have approximately 28 million uninsured if we do nothing with the Affordable Care Act in place. But nobody wants to talk about that piece of the puzzle. And so I, you know, if you look at some of the people that did not sign up, let's look at that breakdown. You have basically 6 million that were eligible for Medicaid, didn't even sign up. You have 7 million that were eligible for subsidies, they didn't sign up. Then you have a 9 million more that were just out of that range because of the poverty level at 400% of poverty. They couldn't afford it. They didn't get subsidies. And you've got 9 million sitting without insurance. And so when you look at the success, quote unquote, of the Affordable Care Act, it certainly gave some people, there's no doubt, it was a lifeline for some. But my answer is, what about the people that don't have it today? And if you think we should have the status quo, you know, I don't agree with that. I'm glad that we're trying to do something.
Right. Well, the other thing that you have, like you say, is that if this is supposed to be about the delivery of health care, I mean, basically what you gave people for all this expense was, was an insurance card that... you know, what is the value for the predominant number of people involved with Obamacare? As you say, they got a ticket to the game, but no seat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the key. Insurance is not health care. And I think we should get serious about helping people be healthy and improving their health and have real access to care.
Well, Dr. Durrell, we got to have you back because, you know, we just barely touched on this and there's so much more that people need to understand. And I appreciate that you did go through the laborious task of reading the law. And I appreciate the insight that you shared with us this morning. Dr. Dennis Durrell on Bill Martinez Live.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Values, faith, they still exist here.
I love you more than the sun. Cause I don't want to go through the motions.
Yes, the music, the best of the best, and he's still going. Matthew West, one of the most popular artists in contemporary Christian music, four-time Grammy nominee, has received a Dove Award, an American Music Award, a Billboard Music Award, was named Billboard's Hot Christian Songwriter of the Year, and from writing hit music to now a book, Hello, My Name Is, Discover Your True Identity. Matthew West, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks for that introduction. I'm hoping to live up to it during this interview. That's very nice of you.
Matthew, it's who you are. You know, there's no striving. This is the thing that Christians and people who are looking at becoming a Christian need to understand. It's all been done by God. You just you kind of just let it go. And I was saying off the air to you what I appreciate about you. Not only the blessings that God has blessed you with, but your vulnerability and to lay it out there. Clearly, you are in the throne room of God, as we would say, as some of our prayer warriors would say, because the music that you write is revelatory. I mean, it is just, and it can only come from the throne room of God, if I'm saying that right.
Well, without question. I mean, I think if only I could give people a window inside of, you know, the room when I'm writing a song, they would see a few different things. They'd see probably the mental battle that goes on where, you know, in my flesh, I feel a lot like, when God called Moses, you know, to lead the Israelites, how cool would it be if Moses' first response was like, yep, let's do this.
Right.
Instead, he was like, he literally was like, God, pick anyone but me. Or, you know, and he immediately started to think of all the ways that he was, you know, incapable and unqualified. And so a lot of times when I'm writing songs or even when I turn to write this book, there's that mental battle. And I'm sure some of your listeners are probably nodding their head in agreement whenever they're facing a task at hand where they might be tempted to think that, well, who am I to even tackle this? How can I make it through this? How can I write this song? How can I write this book? And, you know, I think that's probably where God loves to see us, you know, to come to that inevitable conclusion that without his help, none of it's going to happen. And so I look at every song and now every book as just proof that God is faithful to use imperfect people to carry out some pretty awesome things that can change the world. And I love to be part of that.
Well, and what people see in Matthew West is they see you, the Matthew West that is today, but the journey, the faith walk that you've gone through, and it starts with that appointed time that God had with you that said, you're my guy. And that just had to overwhelm you because here you are. I mean, you've got some gifts. It's evident. But now God says, look, I want you, the gift I've given you, I want you to honor me. And that's pretty humbling, isn't it?
Absolutely, and there's so much of my life can really be summed up in a series of eye-opening moments in my life where I realized that God's plan for me is oftentimes different than my own plan, but every time bigger and better than my own plan, that his dream far exceeds my little minor league dream. And one of the reasons why I say minor league is because, you know, my dream was originally to become a baseball player.
Right.
And so it's so ironic that I'm talking to you today doing an interview, and instead of us talking about my batting average, we're talking about a new book that I wrote. And we're talking about songs that I've written and the chance that I've had to be part of something that has an eternal purpose. And so I smile now and I think, man, here I was, my dream was as little as a glove and a bat. And, you know, it turns out I couldn't hit a curveball. But throughout that experience, you know, God was showing me, hey, I've got something bigger for you, and you have no idea what I'm about to do through your life. And so that's been a common thread throughout my life that I kind of had that humbling moment where I'm like, oh, okay, my little minor league dream is never going to come close to the big dream that God has for me. And if I'll just step out in faith, amazing things will take place. So I'm really humbled by that all the time. And I'm like, okay, God, I'm learning to step onto that path quicker and quicker now, trusting that your way is better than mine.
Well, for you, you experienced what God said beyond what we could think or imagine. I imagine that word, you know, that those series of words from the Word of God, the very sustenance of who we are as men in faith, is so meaningful for you today.
Well, one of the scriptures that really stuck out to me, and I was kind of claiming it literally as I was writing this book and as I write songs too, is where God promises that he who began a good work will be faithful to complete it. I don't know, for me, when I'm writing a song, I'm really good at beginning, but it's bringing that song to completion.
Right.
And you know what? Writing this book, I got a hot tip for all your listeners right now. Writing a book is hard.
Yes.
You know, I'll tell you, I had this dream to... I'm a storyteller at heart, and all of my songs, those songs that you just played, every single song, when I hear them, your listeners might hear the lyrics and the melody, but for me, I hear the story behind them, and I visualize it. And so to be able to now write a book that where I can unpack some of the stories on my heart, the stories of people's lives that I've come in contact with over the years as I travel, it was really neat to see this good work that God has begun come to completion in the form of a book, the chance to unpack those stories on a deeper level. And really the hope in this Hello, My Name Is book is to help people discover their true identity, because we can't live a fulfilling story with our lives until we finally discover who we are, who God says we are, and most importantly, who God is and how great he is and how much he loves us.
And I also liked what you said, which connects all this together, and that is, whose you are.
That's exactly right. You know, I think if the average person might look at the title of the book and say, okay, it's called Hello, My Name Is, and then there's a subtitle that says Discover Your True Identity. Well, one might be tempted to actually think, okay, this is any sort of a self-help book. But I don't know about you, but I don't think the world needs another self-help book.
I'm with you.
Those self-help books have one thing in common. They point towards self for the answer. Like, if you look within, you'll find out who you are and all that you're capable of. And, boy, that tickles the ears. That sounds real good. But I'm telling you, just like so much of Scripture, and just like everything about the God we serve, man, he's counterculture.
Yes.
He's counterintuitive. And so what I for ourselves doesn't begin by looking within. It begins looking outside of ourselves to the one who made us.
Exactly.
To our creator, which makes sense, right? I mean, who knows more about me than the one who crafted me, the one who sculpted me, the one who made me and knows about it, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so much of this book is actually dedicated to discovering more about God. Bible says God is. All the different names given to God, right? Hello,
yes.
My name is Emmanuel. Hello, my name is Wonderful. Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, and the list goes on, right?
Exactly.
And then, as we discover more about who he is, guess what? We get to discover and unlock the truth and the promises and the hope and the joy of everything he has to say about us. Most importantly, we are his beloved children of the one true King.
Well, and I like that the conversation in the New Testament between Peter and Jesus, when Jesus said, "Who do they say I am?" And Peter says, You're the Son of God. You're Jesus. You are the Christ. And he says, because you, in a sense, you know, the subtext is, because you told me who I am, let me tell you who you are. Right? And
that's
this
exactly
is in
right.
the midst of Peter thinking, you know, I'm just this mess up. You know, I got a lot of passion. I'm still trying to figure this out. And no sooner does Jesus tell him who he is, than Peter goes back to doing what he is. And then Jesus has to rebuke him and say, hey, get behind me, because you want to go back into those temporal concepts of who you think I am and who you think you are. That's not where fulfillment is. That's not your true identity, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. And just like Peter, you know, I relate so much to the character of Peter in Scripture because, you know, he was flawed, as you said. And
right.
You know, you mentioned Jesus asking Peter that question. And then another point in Scripture, I remember Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? And and I think that's where so much of it starts. Is, hey, my child, do you love me? Because if you love me, let me take the name tag that's been put on you and let me rewrite your truest identity. And, you know, that's really the biggest thing that I began to write in this book was just to unpack some of the name tags that we've all accumulated throughout our lives. Now, we all have different stories, but throughout our lives, our name tags can get pretty crowded because we all begin the search trying to find out what makes us special, what makes us different, who am I, and what's my purpose here? And man, throughout our lives, the world does a good job of putting some lies on our name tag, and we're tempted to believe them. Just like, you know, Peter was tempted to believe, man, I'm a failure, I'm a screw up. And so he went back to just become a fisherman, you know? But Jesus said, I'm not done with you. And I believe Jesus says the same thing with us. He says, hey, I don't care how many lies are on your name tag. You don't have to believe those lies anymore. You don't have to believe you're a failure. You're a drug addict. You don't have to believe what your reputation says about you, what your family says about you, what your past says about you. I'm getting ready to change all that. I'm going to ask you, do you love me? And if your answer is yes, then come on, let's go. The best
is yet to come. That's it. Hello, my name is Discover Your True Identity. Matthew West has been with you. Matthew, as we hear you, the theme song from your book as well, it's playing in the background. Thank you so much. God bless.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.